The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we're giving a muzzleloader away at the end of the month. Well, actually, first Saturday in December. Next week, the show will be pre-recorded for those of you who want to plan accordingly. Going to be very interesting. It's Brian Eiler and Josh, I'm sorry, Jonathan Trudeau. Brian and Brian got a big appointment since a big position change. I think he's assistant director or something like that, right under Karina Stonecipher. Paul Pedito moved up in the ranks. He's assistant secretary or deputy secretary. I can't tell the difference between assistant and deputy, but he's right up there next to the secretary of natural resources. And Jonathan moved into Aaron's spot. Harry Spiker got another role as well. So all of our wildlife guys are doing really well. I know we've propelled their career here on the radio show a lot, especially when you're interviewed by me. Speaking of jokes, that was one. Does anybody have the answer to what's the difference between a chicken and a turkey? Anybody online, Aaron, that has that answer? Not yet. Okay. 410-922-6680. That's our contact number, 410-WCBM-680. That's how you remember it. Our location on the dial, 680 AM and WCBM are the call letters. That's also the phone number, WCBM-680. I remember many years ago, probably right when I started, maybe before I started, Tom Marr, commented that the four-digit number that hit that day was 9226, and the three-digit number that hit was 680, all in the same day. Couldn't believe it. Four-digit was 9226 WCBM, and the three-digit was 680. Pretty amazing. So, of course, that was the state's and God's way of reminding people what our call letters were and the phone number, 410-922-6680. But I digress. That was many, many moons ago, over 35 years ago. All right, so what's the answer? What's the difference between a chicken and a turkey? Anybody know? We'll give you a few minutes, right? All right, yes, indeed. what was I talking about? I can't remember. Oh, doing a makeup commercial for Backyard Billy's. I'm just going to say this. If you don't go to Backyard Billy's to look for your Christmas gift for your house, you're making a big mistake. Couples like Robin and I are older, and we like to buy things for each other buy things for the house that convenience both of us, that are nice for the house. And that's what a lot of people our age do, because it's easier than trying to pick something out, and you just say, why don't we get a new X for the house this year, and that'll be our Christmas present to each other. And normally it goes okay. Sometimes there's a disagreement. Like, I'll say, why don't I get a nice gun, and it'll be your Christmas present to me. And she'll say, that'd be great. I'll take another ring. That's how it works. 410-922-6680. One guess from John B. The turkey is bigger. Well, maybe so. But that's not the answer that Joe is looking for, our buddy Joe. What's the difference between a chicken and a turkey? And then we got Captain Don asked me a question. He wonders if Noah took two termites, male and female termite, on the ark. Interesting question. Hey, Don Heinbaugh got it right. Man, you're sharp today, Don. That Prevagen must really be working for you. That's for sure. John? Close. No cigar. Don, right on. The difference between a chicken and a turkey is that the chicken gets to celebrate Thanksgiving. Ta-da! Winner, winner, turkey dinner to Captain Don. All right, that's the answer to that question. Did I lose my place? I was talking about Backyard Billy's and going for a Christmas present, if I remember right. They've got everything. Get yourself a new grill. Get yourself a new fireplace insert. Get a new fire ring if you like to do it, you know, a thing in your yard. Get yourself a couple of Adirondack chairs for your deck. Get a new shed. Get a new chicken coop. Get a new dog kennel. Get the kids a gym set with the swings and the sliding board and the climbing and then all that stuff. Okay, get yourself a pergola for your backyard. Get yourself a gazebo for the yard. Why not stop by Backyard Billy's? You'll be glad you did. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, too, for grills and fireplaces. 410-827-4500, backyardbillys.com. Right off Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Backyard Billy's. Your backyard's going to look great. And if it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's is, and Hearth America is the fireplace. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Aaron, oh my goodness, look at that. Sick and Don, you get a prize. You know what the prize is? The respect and admiration of all our listeners for answering that question. Okay. texters are keeping me busy, but the callers aren't. 410-WCBM-680, 922-6680. If you want to get in the muzzleloader contest, love to hear from you. And if you'd like to talk about anything else, love to hear from you there, too. Aaron, are you answering a call? You are not. What in the world? What in the world? Well, all right. Don't answer the call, then. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. Here's another great Christmas present for you, a Browning firearm. I know people that have bought each other firearms. I know husbands who have bought wives firearms and so forth. So if your husband or your wife or your, you know, somebody that you love, like your favorite radio show host, likes the shotgun shooting sports, well, the one to pick up is the 725 Satori sporting model. The Satori CXT or the Satori White Lightning, depending on your budget. The over-and-under shotgun, the leading over-and-under for generations. All Satori shotguns feature chrome-plated chambers, triple trigger systems, backboard technology, and Invector Plus choke tube system. There's also a field model. If you like to use your over-and-under for waterfowl, you know, you don't need those three shots. You're not a shooting machine. You just like to take your time and pick your shot and have a little backup there if you need it. An over and under is a nice shotgun. I have one side-by-side double shotgun. It was my dad's rabbit gun. I use that for doves. Sometimes I use it for rabbits. But the 725 Satori, the Satori CXT, or the Satori White Lightning is the perfect shotgun for shooting sports. And like I said, there are Upland models available. If you like to bird shoot or rabbit shoot, Satori is the way to go. All available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting, why not stop by Clyde's? ClydeSports.com is the website. They're open 7 days a week. Been around since 1957. Clyde Sports Shop. That's right. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered through the door out in the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back.
Okay, well, listen, we got a request for some holiday music, and, you know, I tried to figure out something with deer in it, you know, and Christmas is affiliated with deer since it's, you know, we could run up to deer season here, so that's what we came up with. So satisfied both requests, one for Christmas music, one for deer music, so I think it's a win-win. What do you think? 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to Tackle Box Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Hello, Tim.
Good morning.
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, Run Run Rudolph would have been a good choice, too.
Well, we'll put it in the mix. Run, Run, Rudolph. Yeah. I was thinking more like Rudolph himself, that, you know, the old Burl Ives or who else sang Rudolph? Gene Autry sang Rudolph, too, I believe.
Yeah, he was the original.
Yep, and then Burl Ives came in.
Put a little pep in the morning. With
a little pep. Go for it, man.
Had an opportunity to get out on Tuesday. Was looking forward to hitting the tide rate on one of my spots in the gunpowder, and it didn't disappoint. We managed to get caught six, and we took our two keepers and
yeah.
Stereotypical It happened how I wanted it to, having fished it for years, hit the rattle traps, the color that I chose. And they say that when you're catching fish, and the more the fish, the more the lure the fish has in its mouth, the more you have it right. And
yeah,
the rockfish, every single one of them, they didn't close their mouth till the lure was in it. So
nothing wrong with that. They're hungry.
We had a good day. But
yeah,
the strange thing is, when the tide changed, because that one spot is typically only not only good, but through the years it's been a better high tide spot.
Got
it. Went up to another spot, and even about 3 hours into the falling tide, the current was still heading upriver. It was crazy. I could not understand what was going on.
Huh.
That's the strangest thing I have seen on the Gunpowder River in all the years that I've been fishing it.
All right. Explain that to our listeners one more time. What happened?
Okay. The tide was falling, but the current was still going upriver. Typically, when your tide is falling, you have the tide going out of your rivers back towards the bay.
Right.
So you had current opposing the tide for well into the tide cycle.
Okay. That's
it. It was very, very strange. And
sounds like it, yeah.
Kind of curtailed the bite a little bit.
Huh. I would say. Yeah, I would say. Fish were confused.
Yeah. They were confused, and I was confused. I have a question for you about your the side-by-side shotgun. I'm vaguely familiar with firearms.
Right.
When you're dove hunting or rabbit hunting with a side-by-side, do you have to compensate for which barrel is shooting, or does the shot pattern take care of that for you?
Shot pattern takes care of that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you just aim it like you would any single barrel firearm, and the shot pattern takes care of that.
It's not like if you're using a bullet and that the accuracy would come in.
Yeah, no, it's a shotgun. You know, the patterns, I think I'm right on this. They actually at some point would cross the way the barrels are set up, if I remember right. But
gotcha. Is it one barrel at a time or both at a
time? One barrel at a time.
Gotcha.
One barrel at a time. So. Yep, that's it. So,
yeah, we tried a couple other spots, but the tide and current were just real screwy. After we are fortunate and blessed to catch what we did.
Yep, this time of year you're brave to get out there. So,
no, I wanted to take advantage of the decent weather we had.
Well, we did have decent weather, no question.
I know what's coming this coming week, but
right.
I don't know what it is, but on our end of the upper bay, we have shallow stripers until I'd say the water temperature hits about 45.
That's cold.
Other parts of the bay, you're depending on the migration of the peanut bunker of the Menhaden.
Right. Got it.
Gunpowder north, until it gets too cold for the fish to be comfortable shallow, they are on any piece of structure or cover, and well, not any, but you do your homework and you find out those spots.
Yep, I got it. So, I said I got it again, Tim. Hey, buddy, we got a lot of callers, so I appreciate the call.
Thank you, and have a great Thanksgiving, you and Rob.
You do the same, Tim. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. See you, buddy. Debbie in Preston. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm listening to the shots being fired, I guess.
Are they shooting out there? Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yep.
Yeah. Tis the season. Tis the season.
It is.
Yep.
It is. I'm interested in entering. Guess I know somebody that would take it as a gift.
I got it.
You think so?
I think so, yep. Got your name on the list?
All righty. You and Robin have a great holiday. I know
you do this.
See each other, but yeah.
Thank you, Debbie. Yep, you're right. We probably won't, but you do the same. You guys have a great family get-together over there, and we'll be thinking of you.
All righty. Thanks. Have a good one. All right.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. We've got Linda in South Carolina. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. I called it a while ago, and I used to live in Maryland, and I moved to South Carolina, but I used to listen to WCBM 680. I listen to your show in the morning. I get up to your, you know, conversations, and yeah, I still enjoy it. And I don't have a question. I don't know what a muzzle loader is. I'm not sure if I missed you. I don't even know. So I don't
All right. Have you ever seen any movies on the Civil War or the Revolutionary War?
Yes, yeah.
All right. You know how they take their, when they take a one shot and they put their gun down and they put the powder down the barrel and then they put the ball down there with the ramrod and that type of thing?
Okay. Are you, they still use those guns? I mean, people still
yes,
use them.
Yes, yes. Not like the Revolutionary War models or the right. Civil War models. But the modernized version of that they still have to put the powder down the barrel, put the ammo down the barrel, and then you put a cap on a nipple on the back, and that's your ignition source. Or it's a flint, or you can use a flintlock in the primitive season, February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, just like they did back then in the Revolutionary Civil War. Yep, that's a muzzle loader. You load the gun through the muzzle. You don't put a bullet in through the side, in through the chamber.
Okay, yeah. And you can still hunt. I mean, people actually hunt because by the time you get that done, can you actually shoot something with it? Or?
Well, you have it preloaded, so you get one shot.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. No, I'm always glad to help and explain. You get one shot. So you got to make it count. Because the reloading process does take a minute.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, stop apologizing. You're learning, aren't you?
I am, but I just don't, you know, I'm serious because I really didn't know, so I just...
Well, it's, you know what, maybe you're not the only one, Linda. What do you think about that?
Okay.
You may not know.
All right, and, yeah, and like I said, I still enjoy your show, and so just, you know, I get up in the morning, and I look forward to Saturday morning so I can... listen to y'all talk about all this stuff that maybe I still will go fishing one day. I still haven't bought a fishing rod or anything, but I'm looking at them.
Well, you're living in the right spot to go.
That's right.
You're living in the right spot. You got plenty of water.
Yeah. I do like it. I live in, I don't know if I can say, I live in Aiken, and that's a place I travel. I used to travel with my dog, just me, and I've been to Florida and different states, and
yeah.
North Carolina's the place I wanted to stay, so I'm here. My heart's still back in Maryland listening to this. Radio programs and everything. I listen to them still, though.
You got it. Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate the call from North Carolina. Your second caller from North Carolina today. So we're glad to broadcast all over the world. Thank you so much.
And be well, you and your wife, and you know, take care of each other and your family. And still,
we
I enjoy listening. That was it. So thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And there she goes. All right. Who else is on the line? Captain Don. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Man, you keep me busy in the mornings.
Just trying to help.
Had to do my research.
Yeah. Well, you do a good job. I'm sorry your cohort isn't there with you to assist. I hope that she's... that her situation resolves.
Oh, she, you know... It's
a grueling experience.
Yes, it is grueling, but hopefully once she got some hope from somebody the other day. She brought me a brochure. She said, "I want you to look at this," and it looked like it could be the answer to part of what's going on. So she's making some forward progress. I mean, she really is. She's working on that and working hard. Physical therapy 2 days a week. I think she goes to the doctor once a month for her back and you know, everything else. I mean, I think she's told us on the air that she has fibromyalgia, which is not a fun affliction to have. And so she just, you know, some of her medicine every now and then she reacts to badly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where she is with some of that this morning, some of the new stuff she's taken. So, and I told her, look, it's going to take a minute to, you know, to adapt to that because it's not a permanent situation. So.
Well, I reluctant to say this, but I have some friends that have chronic conditions like fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
And they've gotten help from medical marijuana and different concoctions of weed.
Okay.
And that's what's going on. I mean, it's kind of legal, and they really have gotten some relief for their situations.
Medical marijuana from fibromyalgia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Listen. We'll ask. We will ask. How's that sound?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
And what I find is doctors, medical doctors, are a little reluctant to get into that because they're into their medicines and all.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. Well,
that's
you know,
not why I called.
Well, you know, natural solutions to health problems have been around longer than, you know, modern medicine. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah.
You know, my favorite saying about doctors is this: lawyers practice law and doctors practice medicine.
Right.
And who do they practice on?
Us.
Exactly.
Okay, a few sightings this week.
Okay, go.
I was coming across a well-traveled two-lane road in Anne Arundel County, and I was startled. There was a big buck. Now, I don't know how many points, but it was a big buck.
Right.
He was on the shoulder of the road. It looked like he was just watching the traffic going by. It was. I had to pull over and make a U-turn. I wanted to go back and try and get a picture, but he was gone. But
gone already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tis the season, by the way. The breeding season called the rut was in full swing. I should have told people before a couple of weeks ago about being careful for the deer on the highways and what to do and how to drive when you're in deer country or not, because they're everywhere. Everywhere is deer country. So
yeah.
What were some of the other sightings?
Well, just a note that we have been doing pretty well fishing, and we find that, and now we troll, as opposed to one of your other good friends who would not
yep.
be caught trolling.
I understand.
Right on the bottom.
Yeah.
And several really good days, we were right in the main channel.
That's good. Right on the main channel, trolling on the bottom.
Yes,
bucktails or spoons or what do you troll?
The regular shad umbrellas.
Okay, shad umbrella.
We have a new material that we found. It's don't want to give it out too much. You actually, there's only one store that I found in Maryland that has it.
Okay,
and he's not one of your sponsors, but
that's okay.
Right on the bottom.
Yeah.
Heavyweight. And we've been doing pretty well. My buddy Kenny. He was very experienced. That was one of his best days ever. One day, all the rods went down.
All the rods went down.
Yeah, so we had to hold.
That's
some
pretty
to
cool.
Get some.
Yeah, I've been on a boat when all the rods went down. Unfortunately, it wasn't rockfish, and we were fishing. I was with Tommy Goody in the Honga River. We were bucktailing for trout. Mm-hmm. And we had, I think, four rods and rod holders and ounce and a half bucktail, purple or red worm, and a piece of peeler crab on it. And all four rods went down at the same time. There was actually a school of big, I mean, giant bluefish in that area. A fellow had caught one 20 pounds earlier that day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big bluefish for Maryland. And we were trolling in that area. All four rods went down momentarily, and all four rods sprang back up with no bucktails on them. So we were pretty sure it wasn't our intended sea trout, tide runners. We think we hit that school of bluefish, and they just tore all our baits off. In about 3 minutes, rod would go down, and, you know, the rod tips almost touching the water, and then boing, up it would come, and it, you know, we knew what happened. The lure got bit off at that point, so it happened four times.
Yeah. And on the other end of the spectrum, birds.
Yes, birds.
Lucky. Had Mr. Ryan out, it was last week, I guess.
Yeah, he touched base with me the other day. Yep.
I'm sorry?
He touched base with me the other day.
Oh, good.
Yep.
We were up near Fort Carroll.
Right.
And we saw some birds, and we went over, and boy, this is another thing. You know, the rods went down, and it was a good day. I think it was maybe last Sunday. But anyway, we had a good day. And what was really neat is I may have sent you a text on this. There was a boat full of kids. with the father, and they were chasing the birds too, and they all had their life jackets on, and they were and boy, they hung, they caught into some fish, and you can hear the screaming. Ah!
That's
know, they
great.
Were slapping each other, and
that's great.
Dad, he
that's
was
great.
Dipping his butt off.
No, that's what makes it, buddy.
Yeah,
that's what makes it.
Never forget that day.
Mm-mm. No, they won't.
No.
Nope.
And we experienced that same tide thing that Tackle Box was talking about.
Really?
Yeah. Up in
so what's happening is the tide coming out of the rivers is stronger.
Almost like it comes out and it hits a
wall.
It stops. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were somewhere up in Canada on a cruise where the tide actually runs backwards. Where is that? You've been there.
Where the tide goes like 20 feet. The difference in the tide is like 20 feet.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
That's pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty dramatic. So I'll find out. I'll find out where it is. I can't remember, but we watched that. We watched that while we were there. That was a great trip, by the way. Those New England cruises, I like them.
Yeah. And a quick shout out to Kenny Johnson. He's a firefighter. 5 o'clock, he texted me this morning. He was just getting into work, and he says, I got the show on.
Okay, Kenny, good. Good. Thanks for listening.
You know, always say, be safe. He was involved with a couple of those really serious fires where we had fatalities. And Brian, who's a lineman who responds to the emergencies involving electric, you know, BT&E.
Yeah.
So these guys are all listening, and I put their name in the contest.
Well, okay. Good for you. Very good. I appreciate that.
Okay. Well,
That's the Bay of Fundy on the St. John's River in New Brunswick.
That's it. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Well, my friend, I'm going to let the other callers get on. I want to wish you a happy weekend, and if I don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving. We will be in the Cayman Islands.
Ah, wonderful for you. That sounds great. Well, enjoy what do you eat in the Cayman? Turkey?
You know, I'm not sure what they eat. it's a British. It's all British. Do they celebrate Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I know they don't celebrate Independence Day.
No. Well, at the resort, there's a Captain Herman who has an old beat up boat, and he goes out. The island's surrounded by reefs. He goes out to the reef, and like for $150, you catch all the not mackerel, the ones with the shiny teeth. The nasty fish.
Barracuda?
Barracudas, yeah. All the barracuda you want, and he will even dive and get you a Caribbean lobster.
Oh, man. Yeah, they call them bugs. Kathy and I went to the Keys 1 year after a show that we did, and some friends recommended that we head down there. And our hotel, we booked our hotel, and the next morning, you know, we had a very kind of a uneventful evening, and then the next morning, the parking lot was full, and the hotel was full. And we're like, Isla Mirada. And I said to the desk clerk, what's going on? She said, it's just the beginning of lobster season. So, you know, the trucks with tanks on the back, and everybody was out there lobstering, which was pretty fascinating to me, so.
Yeah.
Good to
not
go.
Not the same as a cold water lobster.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
Yes. Captain Don, thanks for the call.
Right Get some lobster. She's up north. So.
Good for her. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
You too.
See you, buddy.
Take care, brother.
Yeah, man. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Spurry's Tire Service right here in Easton. Haven't been there in a couple of weeks, but I will stop by and see Brett one of these days real soon. I got to get my brakes taken care of. My front brakes need changed, and they're doing it. And you know why they do it? Because they have great prices, better than the dealer. I'd say a full 10% better than the dealers at least. And the service is just friendlier than you go into some anonymous guy in the shop at the dealers. So, you know, you get to know who's giving you the estimate. You can talk to the mechanic, and everybody's friendly. That's what I like about Spurries. They really take care of you with personalized service. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off 50 and Easton, Route 50, that is. That's where us locals, I'm not a local, trust me. I learn that every day. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires are preferred and recommended by Spurries Tire Service, but they carry you Michelin and Yokohama and the others. Spurries Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, any size, mini to tractor trailer. And Spurries Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your barnyard or your backyard, your garden tractor, your farm tractor, and everything in between, all your farm equipment too. Tire repair, full service automotive repair. That includes checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They offer 24-hour truck service and much more. That's kept Spurries customers, including Robin and me and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. You heard me right. No appointment needed for tires. Go in, say, I need tires. Have a seat. We'll check your tires. We'll give you a price. You can leave here with them. Spurries Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. 822-7384. SpurriesTire.com. SpurriesTire.com. That's 410-822. No appointment needed for tires. 822-7384 for Spurries Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBN, the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Turned up. Hey, boys, I'm getting nervous. My knees are getting weak. I can almost see them coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads, and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
Yeah. Big bulls, big bucks. All right. We have a room for a couple more callers before the end of the show. I think that's the end of the commercial messages. So, you know, if you want to get in on the muzzleloader contest, now is your time. You know, now is your time. So, 410-922-6680. I do want to say something about Shanks Argo. You know, they've been a great radio sponsor here for a while. And their only product that they're pushing on our show is their Argos, okay? They are the largest dealer in the Northeast for Argo. And I know that I've ridden in a Shanks Argo. I've recovered deer in Shanks Argo. I've searched for Sitka deer in a Shanks Argo on our property are, it's not my property, property I hunt in Dorchester County. I will tell you, these amphibious machines, if you hunt in the marsh, that's the only one you have to have. It really is. They'll go anywhere. You shoot a deer, you know, you shoot a deer across a wet spot or down a drainage ditch or something like that, you're going to want to go after them in the Argo. They go anywhere, everywhere. I love them. I know several of our listeners and some of our former sponsors and sponsors ownership have purchased them, and it's worth the look. It really is. It's worth the trip just to go to Shank's Argo. They also sell all the lawn and garden equipment. I'm looking at a pole saw. They sell all the major brands. I mean, the Echo and some of the other ones for chainsaws and pole saws and all the stuff for your all the lawnmowers and that. It's Shank's Lawn, and that's right where Shank's Argo is in Chambersburg. It's easy to get to right off 81, and you'll be glad you did. So I want to give them a little extra plug. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Bill in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm giving up hunting. I'm getting up there in years.
Okay.
And I got two high-powered rifles. I got two.
What do you got?
Guns, and I got two black powder guns and two crossbows I would like to sell.
All right. Well, this is not a flea market show. So leave your name and number with Aaron, and I'll probably get in touch with you after the show and see what you got.
Okay, let me give you the other number, too.
No, don't give me any numbers on the air. We don't do that. You can give that to Aaron. We'll put you back on hold, and you give it to him, and maybe some of our listeners are interested in what you have to say. What kind of crossbows do you have?
I don't know. I bought them up Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, okay. You don't have to give the name of that, but Bill, I appreciate that. We'll put you back on hold. Leave your other number with Aaron, and I'll be in touch with you. There we go. All right, 410-WCBM 680. Bill, we will call you. Let's talk to John in Queen Anne's County. Good morning, John. How are you?
Yeah, I called about them deer locked up last week. Can you use pictures for anything?
Yeah. Did you send me pictures?
No, I didn't send it. You called me after the show.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
And,
I probably could, but I didn't leave the house this week.
I mean it.
The only time I left the house was to take Robin to her doctor's appointment and pick up prescriptions. That's it.
Right.
You know.
Well,
so
if you can use them sometime. I got the negatives. I got all the newspaper article.
Got
and
it.
I can give you the name of the taxidermist and whatnot, and probably one of the two DNR officers that came out and gave the fella that killed him a non-hunting tag on the one. And
right, because it was already gone. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was the last day of the bow season.
Right.
The next day was muzzleloader or something.
Right.
But,
got it.
Yeah.
Got it. All right, cool. Well, look, I've got your number. Aaron, if you would, write locked horns next to his name, and I'll be more than glad to do that. Or send me his number, Aaron, if you would.
Yeah.
I think Aaron's listening. So, all right, we will do that.
Okay.
All right. So I've got two stories going in the record book right now on locked up bucks. One of them was from up in Kent County on Chesapeake Farms, and the other was Southern Maryland. So we've got it's a very uncommon
right
occurrence, but. What's that? Yeah. You're right in the middle. I got it.
Yeah, the
all right,
big
buddy.
The big one's a 163, I think, and 2/8.
That's
and
nice.
The other one's either 129 and 3/8 or 128 and 3/8. But the name of the taxidermist, if you need
don't give it over the air. We're fine. We'll get up with you, okay? All right. Thanks for the call. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Aaron will send me the number, and I'll get all that information again. Okay, Aaron? Yeah, and put locked bucks or locked up or locked or something next to his name on the sheet, and then I'll be able to see it. Okay. Beautiful. Appreciate that. Okay. Whew. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Time for one caller before the end of the show. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you need a muzzle loader, they sell CVA. If you need a shotgun, they sell Browning and all the other brands. The Browning shotgun that I would recommend is if you like a pump action shotgun is the BPS, Browning Pump Shotgun. That's how you can remember it, BPS. The Field model, newly designed stock. The BPS was out of production for a couple of years. Newly designed stock, a new look, larger trigger guard because a lot of times you'll have gloves on, matte blue finished barrel, forged machined steel receiver, not stamped, forged, bottom ejection. Bottom ejection is very important for a pump-action shotgun. Most pump actions and auto-loader shotguns will eject the shell out the side. If you're in a duck blind or a goose pit and that hot shell comes flying out there, you'll think it's incoming. Not so with the Browning BPS. The shell casing goes to the floor. The shotgun shell, empty shotgun shell, goes to the floor or the ground, not in your face. It has superior fit and finish and a new checkering surface. Synthetic stock models are available with the BPS field model shotgun. Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop. 242-6108. Hey, folks, there's the music. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. Keep letting them know you hear about it. You can reach me through Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com on email. If you go to ellisoutdoors.com, you will find links to everything that we do. Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, Big Ass Fish, Bucks, Bears, Stags, and more. Visit our website. Learn about me if you're new. If you're not, go check it out anyway. We haven't changed it much over the years, but we should. And now it's time to say, get out, stay out, stay safe, and love your family. Happy Thanksgiving.